It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Great is Rastafari and great to be praised. I sent a dance. Call on to keep me at the fire blaze, yeah.
You got me angry twice, and I'm not sure what I want to talk about first.
No, I'm just proving
one.
My
I got
point.
You angry. One, I got myself angry at you on purpose, and then the other one now by accident.
I'm just proving my point that if the United States really cared about the World Baseball Classic, we would have our best baseball players there, and we do not.
Listen, man. I mean, Chris Archer is a big player from Tampa Bay. I mean, seriously.
I said our best players, not
Nolan
our
Arenado.
Middle of the, he's good.
Alex Bregman from Houston is a huge shortstop.
Huge.
Matt Carpenter.
Do we have better shortstop than Alex Bregman playing in the Major League Baseball?
Do I believe that? Yes.
Yes, we have. We did not send our best shortstop. Hell, I would send
who's
Derek.
Who's?
I would send Derek Jeter
what?
Over there over Alex Bregman.
Bregman. Jeez, Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
Okay, Brandon Crawford, man, shortstop. He's a good player.
Brandon Crawford's playing
shortstop. SS, shortstop.
I don't have. See, on mine.
So the World Baseball Classic is coming up March 3rd through the 22nd. Okay, for people that don't understand, and for me, this is great because it's better than All-Star Game because these are actual games with some of the best players in the world that matter. And what Big Fuzz is arguing is that the United States didn't put out a huge good team, and they did.
We
man.
Don't care.
Paul Goldschmidt is probably the best first baseman in baseball right now.
You've got to be.
I am telling you that.
Do we
Paul
have
Goldschmidt? Paul Goldschmidt is probably the best first base. Paul Goldschmidt is probably
I
the best.
I guarantee you, Ian Desmond is going to be a better first baseman for the Rockies this year than Paul Goldschmidt ever will be.
All right, man.
We have not sent our best player at every position for this baseball.
Okay, who's
classic.
The best first baseman that's U.S. American?
It's not Paul Goldschmidt. It's not my responsibility
to
find
telling,
it.
No,
I just
I'm
know
telling
who's
you.
Not. Hey,
listen.
Why don't we take our All-Star team from last year, take one of the All-Star lineups, and say, you guys go. You're the best
because
in your
most
division.
Of those guys were not U.S. Americans.
Then take the ones that are.
They did.
Between the National League and the American
you know who
League.
One of those guys who was starting? Paul Goldschmidt. Eric Hosmer too.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear you. But let's just keep talking. Oh, there we are. All right. We had a malfunction.
It was going back to how I normally hear myself, my talk show. But what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by myself was that Paul Goldschmidt is a first baseman who is probably the best one. The other one is Eric Hosmer, who is also on the U.S. roster. Adam Jones from Baltimore. Ugh. You know Adam Jones.
I've heard the name.
You've
He's
heard
okay.
the name. Come on, man. You call yourself a baseball fan.
I
Andrew,
am.
Ian Kinsler.
Ian Kinsler
at second base.
I didn't vote
Andrew
for any
McCutcheon.
Of these guys last year.
Andrew McCutcheon.
I didn't vote for any of these guys last year for the All-Star game. They
what
were
about,
better players.
What about Jake McGee from Colorado?
No. Jake McGee. Why is Jake McGee on this team?
I don't know.
Do they need someone to carry the water? Do they need someone to fold
probably,
towels at
yes,
the end of the day?
Yes, probably. Giancarlo Stanton.
Keep going.
Giancarlo Stanton.
See, I said Giancarlo Stanton's a good
okay.
player. Nolan Arenado.
Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
That is a Kristen Yelich from my. That is a great team. That is a great. There's a. That is a formidable lineup.
It's a decent.
It's a formidable
lineup. It's a decent lineup, but there's no way America gets out of the first round.
Okay,
of this classic.
So would you like to hear who was in say, the Dominican Republic's team?
Probably everyone that's good. Who cares?
Well, there's Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
And there's Adrian Beltre.
Yeah.
And there's Robinson Cano.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Wellington Castillo.
Yep.
There's Bartolo Colon.
People I know.
Nelson Cruz.
Yep.
Johnny Cueto.
Yeah. They actually sent
Manny
a baseball team.
Manny Machado, you might have heard of.
Yeah.
Willie Peralta.
Mm-hmm.
Gregor Blanco. Hanley Ramirez. Alex Reyes. Jose Reyes. Fernando Rodney. Jonathan Villar and Edison Volquez. That's a minute. I mean,
yeah. So they actually sent good players to go play in this, whereas we sent scrubs.
Great players, man.
We did not send great players.
Do you want to hear who's on the Venezuelan team? And I'm wearing Venezuela.
Yeah.
So I'm mad about that. I'm mad, first of all, about the and we'll talk about that in a second, about the skier.
Right.
All right. But here's the Venezuelan team. Okay, so you got Jose Altuve mm-hmm. from Houston, right? Jose Alvarado from mm-hmm. and Jose Alvarez. You got Miguel Cabrera. You might have heard of him.
Yeah, no, Miguel Cabrera is the best first baseman probably in Major League Baseball, followed by Joey Votto probably.
Well, Joey Votto is not because he's played in past World Baseball.
Statistically, was number two last
year.
Well,
he played in
behind
past
Miguel.
World Baseball Classics. He's not. So
he's not allowed
okay.
to play?
I don't know. Alcides Escobar plays for Venezuela. Freddy Galvez, Carlos Gonzalez. You might have heard of him. Felix Hernandez. You might have heard of him.
Yeah.
King Felix.
Again, they sent.
Odubel, Gregory Infante.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just talking. Franklin Morales.
They sent a team willing and ready to compete full of really good baseball players. We did not, as America. We don't care.
I think you're lying, man.
No, dude. We seriously, by the numbers, Joey Votto was the second best.
Do you know who sent a terrible team?
Year.
Do you know who sent a terrible team?
America?
Canada.
Well,
if it was America, it'd be both the United States and Canada.
Then the U.S.? We didn't send a terrible team. We didn't send a great team. We sent an...
Justin Morneau.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There's the one Canadian.
Jorge De La Rosa is playing for Mexico.
Jorge De La Rosa is great.
And then it gets down from there. But here's what I'm telling you is that, listen, the United States has a formidable lineup. I think you don't realize how...
Why isn't Troy Tulowitzki playing shortstop?
Because he's probably hurt, as he's always been. Well, and he's probably grumpy, as he's always been.
He is grumpy.
And he's probably sitting there hanging out with his son, whom he named Taz. Okay, for reals.
Name.
Hey, are you going to tell to his face? I'm not, because he'll beat me. I don't want,
he,
like, there are a few people. Okay, so, scariest people in locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The scariest person probably I've ever seen in a locker room, for real, who has ever absolutely terrified of. Number one?
Who?
Earl Boykins.
Earl Boykins?
Earl Boykins. Earl Boykins would sit there. Actually, you know what?
Okay.
When it was time to interview Earl Boykins,
mm-hmm.
Earl Boykins would stand there. All 5'7" or however.
Yeah, he's not a big guy. He's big in heart, though, in spirit.
Well, listen, I like him. I like the guy. So, So he would sit there and with his arms crossed or whatever he'd be doing, and people would ask him questions, and he'd just be just like, blah, 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 blah. And if you, God forbid, if you asked a bad question, he'd just look at you.
Right.
Just look at you, and you wanted to, I mean, he's five. He's so short and so small.
Yeah.
And literally, I've never been more scared of anyone outside of my mother than Earl Boykins.
Really?
Yes.
You know who was a mean guy? Not mean.
But he wasn't mean.
No,
he
no,
was
no,
just,
no.
But he was just, he was intimidating.
Right, he was intimidating. I used the wrong word. Mean is not the right word. By the way, why isn't Bryce Harper playing on this team? If we're sending our best team, where's Bryce Harper? He should be there. So
truly not patriotic American.
Apparently not. If we cared, he'd be there. Anyway, scariest guy in a locker room for me between now I never covered the Nuggets, but between Rockies and Broncos, it was Todd Helton. Now
Nuggets.
Nuggets. To be fair, it was after a loss, and it was a tough loss, and they'd just been going through this terrible string of losses. And the media, we were just hanging out. Everyone was in the shower.
They called that the 90s.
Todd was the first one out of the shower, and we're all kind of huddled in a corner, all the media guys, the photographers, reporters, radio guys, print folk, and we're just talking. We're chatting.
The print folk.
The print folk. And we're chatting, and I don't know, somebody from Channel 4 was, no, you know who it was? It was the guy from Channel 7.
Okay. That guy.
Well, you remember the
guy. You know the one. Yeah, I know.
You do know who I'm
talking
about. Yeah,
what's his name?
Because then he went to Channel 9 for a while.
You know, from under.
I can't remember his name.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
so, anyway,
he's doing something funny. We're dying. And it was hilarious. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, he just starts yelling at us.
You deserved it, you people.
You think this is a joke? This is not funny.
This is not a joke. This is professional baseball.
And so.
However, do you know how I knew I was truly in as far as a media person? when I was standing on the field before a game one sunny day at Coors Field, and all of a sudden I felt the back of my knee collapse. And I looked around to see Todd Helton with his bat taking it to the back of my leg going, and then laughing at me. So then I knew I was
You were in.
And ever since then, I was in.
Well, he yelled at us. He yelled at everybody.
You deserved it.
Eh, nah. I don't care. We were having fun. We were killing time.
Big fuzz.
He's just a little oversensitive. That's all.
People care, man.
Well.
Caring.
Not my job to care.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
Baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.